I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Babies, refugees, and college kids top our agenda for today. God has a plan for each of them, and the stories we share will help you find your place in all of it. So let's start in the Middle East. The United Nations has launched an aggressive program this month aimed at ending poverty and hunger in 15 years. But this comes amidst the world's worst humanitarian refugee crisis that's happening right now. Current refugee programs are overwhelmed. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says the U.S. needs to step up its game.
The U.S. has committed to taking up to 10,000 refugees, and it's just not enough out of 4 million.
By comparison,
Germany is taking 835,000, and so we're asking the U.S. to do more. So there is a petition.
But we, believers, can be part of the solution.
Talk to your resettlement agency and say, hey, our church is interested in doing this. We would love to help. And so that would be a great way to encourage them to bring Syrian refugees.
The top states welcoming refugees are Texas, Michigan, California, Illinois, and Arizona.
As the church loves them with the love of Christ, the volunteers are also being impacted. Their lives are forever changed by knowing this refugee family.
At the end of the broadcast, I'll tell you where you can find links to a petition and a resettlement agency. And while the UN's planning for the next 15 years, U.S. college students are planning for the next 4 or 5. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is helping them keep Christ central.
If we challenge them to enter into the historic mission of God, you're tapping into who they were made to be and what God's story is all about.
InterVarsity's York Moore is visiting several campuses this week, connecting college kids with the Great Commission. He's also showing them where they can take the next steps through Urbana 15.
Learning from the persecuted church is part of our way of challenging students to say, look, this is the way forward. As the darkness grows dark in the United States and around the world, this is the way forward.
The end goal is connecting students with the purpose that God has designed for their life.
Really, the ethos of InterVarsity has always been about making world changers.
You're listening to Mission Network News. So let's talk about Ukraine and babies. And yes, they go together. According to Melinda Delahoyt of Life International, babies are being saved in the coffee shops throughout Kiev.
At our last count, when we last heard, 1 to 2 unborn babies were being saved every week.
The conversation started when Life International held a training summit last year for pro-life leaders. A young couple who went wanted to save unborn babies in Kiev, but since the city's full of war, they couldn't actually start a pregnancy center. So instead, they started a website.
They're reaching them online, the women who are determined to have abortions. And at the same time, they're training networks of volunteer counselors.
And when those counselors and the troubled women they chat with meet for coffee, talk eventually turns to Christ, and you can join the conversation too. Stick around to learn how. So while we're on the topic of kids, a lot are in need of sponsorships. I mean, have you ever wondered what their response is like when they find out they have a sponsor? Compassion International shows a video of Helena Osti, who waited 18 months until she was picked by a sponsor. When she found out, she cried and praised Jesus for his provision. There are hundreds of stories like this, but it takes one person to make an impact. Be the difference. Keep listening, and we'll connect you with Compassion. Serving is also about using the talents that God has blessed you with. And that's exactly what Mission Aviation Fellowship missionaries Doug and Karen Ulrich are doing in Indonesia. Through teaching others how to be leaders and by nursing, they're making the community feel safer and more like a home. God calls people to serve him in different ways. Are you ready to use your talents to spread the word? Well, get connected with the stories you heard today by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. It's free. Just go to missionnews.org and sign up. The daily emails features pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.